USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced Sunday that he would not support the For the People Act, a sweeping elections bill that is supported by his Democratic colleagues. In an op-ed published in the Charleston Gazette-Mail, Manchin said that the partisan support of the bill concerns him, and he instead supports the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which is more widely supported. Manchin is seen as a crucial vote in the Senate, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans. And later this week, when the leaders of the Group of Seven countries meet in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge them to commit to trying to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. In a statement, Johnson said getting the world's population vaccinated by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. The UK has committed to donate its excess doses of vaccine to the United Nations COVAX program, going along with the 80 million doses being donated by the US. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Georgia's Republican Party has censured the state's top election official. Jeremy Scott explains.
The Georgia Republican Party has approved a resolution censuring Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The resolution says he failed to perform his duties in accordance with the laws of the Constitution of the state of Georgia. Epoch Times reports that Republicans accused Raffensperger of, quote, undermining the security of our elections by allowing mass mailings of absentee applications by his office and third parties, which created opportunities for fraud and overwhelmed election offices, rendering accurate signature matching nearly impossible, allowing ballot drop boxes without proper chain of custody, and ignoring sworn affidavits and disregarding evidence of voter fraud. Raffensperger has said there is no evidence of widespread fraud occurring in the 2020 election. The state election board, which he chairs, has sent dozens of election fraud cases to prosecutors. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In the wake of another cyber attack against a major company in the U.S., many federal departments are looking at how to prevent the next one. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says that much of the U.S.'s transportation infrastructure is in private hands, telling CBS's Face the Nation that it's vital to set up best practices with those private companies to protect against the possible harm of a cyber attack.
It's a real concern, and we're paying close attention to it. Now, in terms of securing the transportation system we have, of course, a lot of that is with Homeland Security and our partners on that side. But we're thinking a lot about how to make sure that we build up transportation that's going to be resilient in the future, as well as that the right kind of communication is happening. Remember, transportation, like our water systems, like a lot of our power systems, you know, quite a bit of it is in private hands or local hands. And part of our vulnerability on cybersecurity is you're only as strong as your weakest link. And so we've got to make sure there are good cyber practices all the way down to the smallest player, any individual company, because what Colonial showed us was a cyber attack on a private company had national implications.
And the National Hockey League has been granted an exemption by the Canadian government, allowing players to cross into the country during the NHL playoffs. The border has been closed to most travel during the pandemic, with pro sports not included in that essential travel category. In a statement Sunday, the league said it would be able to play in Canada for the final two rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The winner of the Montreal and Winnipeg series will meet the winner of the Colorado-Vegas series, with the potential for the first Stanley Cup finals games being played in Canada since 2011, when Vancouver hosted Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.